Hare Krishna. Be detached from results, not goals. One of the most quoted verses from the Bhagavad Gita is 2.47. Karmanneva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala heturbhur ma te sangostva karmani. So here Krishna is saying that you have a right to do your work, but you're not entitled to the results. Do not aspire for the results. Do not think of yourself as the doer of the actions. And do not be attached to inaction either. So what exactly is the implication of this? Some people ask that if we do not aspire for the results, then what will be our motivation for working? That how can we inspire ourselves to perform? Because often it is the vision of the result that inspires us to move onwards and to perform a thing. So how can, if we don't have a vision, then how can we act? To understand what the Gita is teaching, we have to penetrate deep into its philosophical framework. And that is a complex task. But suffice it to say, for our context, for our question, we need to differentiate between goals and results. Results are what come after the activity is done. As we say, the result is also a verb. This resulted in that. So results come after the work is done, whereas goals are set before the work is done. So Krishna is not recommending that we don't set goals. He is saying that do not be attached to the results. So how does the difference work out practically? We can look at the original student of the Gita itself, Arjuna, and how he lived this principle. We see that Arjuna was one of the commanders of the Pandava army, and every morning he, along with the other warriors and commanders, would assemble to make a plan and to set a goal for that day. And at every evening during that battle, they would assemble to discuss what happened on that day, to review that day's action and to plan for the next day. So this involves clearly goal setting. And most well-known example of goal setting for Arjuna is when on the 14th day he wanted to avenge the brutal, unfair slaughter of his son Abhimanyu that had happened the previous day. So he set a goal that day that by tonight, by sunset, I will ensure that Abhimanyu is avenged. Now, when he set this goal, Krishna did not tell Arjuna that, oh, you are not following my teachings in the Bhagavad Gita. Why you set a goal? You should be detached. No, Krishna actually supported Arjuna and guided him so that he could achieve that goal. So the point we need to recognize is that goals are the things which help us to focus our energy so that we can bring out our best. But we need to know, so goals are to ensure that we do our best. But attachment to the results takes our focus on to things which are not in our control. Now, we want to do our best and make our best contribution. But the results are not in our hands. There are various other factors which also determine the result. And to the extent we get attached to the result, to that extent, we will stay in ignorance about the reality of the situation if we think that I alone am going to produce the result. And we will become elated when we get the result, and we will become deflated when we don't get the result. Either way, we will be distracted from our role in things. So goals enable us to make, so formulating goals enables us to maximize our contribution to things. It helps us to ensure that we do our role well. Whereas attachment to results makes us either arrogate to ourselves the credit for things which are not done entirely by us. Because despite our best efforts, unless there is divine sanction, there are so many factors involved apart from our effort which bring about the results. And when we don't acknowledge that role, then we are in our ignorance and we increase our arrogance. On the other hand, if we assume that we are the producers of the results and then we don't get the results, then we start becoming self-recriminating. We beat ourselves down, and either way, whether we are inflated or whether we are deflated, no, we end up distracted. So, we need to be detached from results so that we can optimize our contribution, and we need to formulate goals also so that we can optimize our contribution. And thus, the Bhagavad Gita's teaching of being detached from the results is not meant to make us, not meant to take away our motivation from performance, rather it is meant to take away a distraction from performance. Thank you. Hare Krishna.